welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Soothe to Sleep Stories. Today is day 61. Wow, we made it past the 60-day mark. You should be so happy and so proud of yourselves. I'm so glad you are here. And if you are just joining us, this is where we are going through the Bible in a year, in a soft-spoken or whispered manner. And before we begin in today, which is day 61, Leviticus chapter 18, verse 19 through chapter 20, verse 7, and the last chapter of the Gospel of Mark, Mark chapter 16, then we will conclude with the Eventide portion from God Calling Devotional. Let's pray. Dear Adonai, Elohim, Heavenly Father, oh, thank you for your word. Jesus, you are the word. You tell us in John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And you tell us in the first epistle of John in chapter 1, verse 1, the Word is life. Jesus, you are the life. You are the very speech uttered by God, impelled by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. This isn't just words I'm reading, this is life. Life to our marrow, healing to our bones. Breathe on the dry places of our lives. Breathe on the dry bones in our lives. Revive us, O God. Revive our hearts, where we hunger and thirst to just want to linger in your presence. Thank you for revealing through your Jewish people. I have not forgotten, Lord. Israel is the apple of your eye and always will be. And if it wasn't for the Jews, we would not have your word. So I thank you for revealing yourself to us. We love you, Lord. Thank you for blessing those who are listening now and in the years to come. In Jesus' name I pray, by the power of your sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. Leviticus, chapter 18, verses 19 through 30. Also, you shall not approach a woman to uncover her nakedness during her menstrual impurity. You shall not have intercourse with your neighbor's wife to be defiled with her. You shall not give any of your offspring to offer them to Molech, nor shall you profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not lie with a male as one lies with a female. It is an abomination. Also, you shall not have intercourse with any animal to be defiled with it, nor shall any woman stand before an animal to mate with it. It is a perversion. Do not defile yourselves by any of these things, for by all these the nations which I am casting out before you have become defiled, for the land has become defiled. Therefore, I have brought its punishment upon it, so the land has spewed out its inhabitants. But as for you, you are to keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not do any of these abominations, neither the native nor the alien who sojourns among you. For the men of the land who have been before you have done all these abominations, and the land has become defiled, so that the land will not spew you out should you defile it, as it has spewed out the nation which has been before you. For whoever does any of these abominations, those persons who do so shall be cut off from among their people. Thus you are to keep my charge, that you do not practice any of the abominable customs which have been practiced before you, so as not to defile yourselves with them. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus chapter 19, Idolatry Forbidden. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Every one of you shall reverence his mother and his father, and you shall keep my Shabbats, or Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Do not turn to idols or make for yourselves molten gods. I am the Lord your God. Now, when you offer a sacrifice of peace offerings to the Lord, you shall offer it so that you may be accepted. It shall be eaten the same day you offer it, and the next day, But what remains until the third day shall be burned with fire. So, if it is eaten at all on the third day, it is an offense. It will not be accepted. Everyone who eats it will bear his iniquity, for he has profaned the holy thing of the Lord, and that person shall be cut off from his people. Sundry laws. Now, when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very corners of your field, nor shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest, nor shall you glean your vineyard, nor shall you gather the fallen fruit of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the needy and for the stranger. I am the Lord your God. You shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another. You shall not swear falsely by my name, so as to profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not oppress your neighbor, nor rob him. The wages of a hired man are not to remain with you all night until morning. You shall not curse a deaf man, nor place a stumbling block before the blind. But you shall revere your God. I am the Lord. You shall do no injustice in judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, nor defer to the great. But you are to judge your neighbor fairly. You shall not go about as a slanderer among your people, and you are not to act against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. You shall not hate your fellow countryman in your heart. You may surely reprove your neighbor, but shall not incur sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the sons of your people. But you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. You are to keep my statutes. You shall not breed together two kinds of your cattle. You shall not sow your field with two kinds of seed, nor wear a garment upon you of two kinds of material mixed together. Now, if a man lies carnally with a woman who is a slave acquired for another man, but who has in no way been redeemed, nor given her freedom, there shall be punishment. They shall not, however, be put to death, because she was not free. He shall bring his guilt offering to the Lord to the doorway of the tent of meeting, a ram for a guilt offering. The priest shall also make atonement for him with the ram of the guilt offering before the Lord, for his sin which he has committed. And the sin which he has committed will be forgiven him. When you enter the land and plant all kinds of trees for food, then you shall count their fruit as forbidden. 3 years it shall be forbidden to you. It shall not be eaten. But in the fourth year, all its fruit shall be holy, an offering of praise to the Lord. In the fifth year, you are to eat of its fruit, that its yield may increase for you. I am the Lord your God. You shall not eat anything with the blood, nor practice divination or soothsaying. You shall not round off the side growth of your heads, nor harm the edges of your beard. You shall not make any cuts in your body for the dead, nor make any tattoo marks on yourselves. I am the Lord. Do not profane your daughter by making her a harlot, so that the land will not fail to harlotry, and the land become full of lewdness. You shall keep my Shabbats, and revere my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Do not turn to mediums or spiritists. Do not seek them out to be defiled by them. I am the Lord, your God. You shall rise up before the gray-headed, and honor the aged, and you shall revere your God. I am the Lord. When a stranger resides with you in your land, you shall not do him wrong. The stranger who resides with you shall be to you as the native among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord, your God. You shall not do wrong in judgment, in measurement of weight or capacity. you shall have just balances, just weights, a just ephah, and a just hin. I am the Lord, your God, who brought you out from the land of Egypt. You shall thus observe all my statutes and all my ordinances, and do them. I am the Lord. Leviticus chapter 20, verses 1 through 7, on human sacrifice and immoralities. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, You shall also say to the sons of Israel, Any man from the sons of Israel, or from the aliens, sojourning in Israel who gives any of his offspring to Molech, shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. I will also set my face against that man, and will cut him off from among his people, because he has given some of his offspring to Molech, so as to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. If the people of the land, however, should ever disregard that man when he gives any of his offspring to Molech, so as not to put him to death, then I myself will set my face against that man and against his family, and I will cut off from among their people both him and all those who play the harlot after him by playing the harlot after Molech. As for the persons who turn to mediums and to spiritists to play the harlot after them, I will also set my face against that person and will cut him off from among his people. You shall consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 16. The Resurrection. When the Shabbat was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so that they might come and anoint him. Very early on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. They were saying to one another, Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb? Looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, although it was extremely large. Entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting at the right, wearing a white robe, and they were amazed. And he said to them, Do not be amazed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who has been crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Behold, here is the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. They went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had gripped them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now, after he had risen early on the first day of the week, he first appeared to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons. She went and reported to those who had been with him while they were mourning and weeping. When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they refused to believe it. After that, he appeared in a different form to two of them while they were walking along on their way to the country. They went away and reported it to the others, but they did not believe them either. The disciples commissioned. Afterward, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at the table, and he reproached them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved. But he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. These signs will accompany those who have believed. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up serpents. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then, when the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by the signs that followed. A footnote here. And they promptly reported all these instructions to Peter and his companions, and after that, Jesus himself sent out through them from east to west the sacred and imperishable proclamation of eternal salvation. God calling eventide. Day 61, March 2nd. Complete in me. Jesus said, a rock of defense, a joy to the saddened, a rest to the weary, calm to the ruffled, a companion of the sunlit glades, a guide through the deserts of life, an interpreter of experience, a friend, a savior. All these and many more would I be to you. Never a heart's need that I could not soothe and satisfy. Search the ages. Many men have been many things to other hearts, but never one man to all men. Never one man all to one man. This only the maker of hearts could be. Not only so, but in me the soul finds its completion. Okay, there's so much to unpack today. Where do I start? Holy Spirit, thank you for helping me organize my thoughts as I share what was impressed upon me as I shared your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. In Leviticus, you did not want to have God's face set against you. There's such a meaning about the Lord's face towards you. Moses had an intimate relationship with God face to face. And God desired that for all of us today. That's why he sent Jesus. So we could have that face to face intimacy with him too. And even more so because now we have the Holy Spirit. And these were people that came from 400 plus years of influence in Egypt, and they were influenced by other communities who worshipped other demons, and in that worship, they would sacrifice their own children, burn them in the fire, which is equivalent to abortion today. We murder children in the womb, don't we? We were all fetuses at one time. We were all developing in the womb at one time. And God hates abortion, because it kills life. And he's all about choosing life, as we will later learn in Deuteronomy. He wants us to choose life every time. So God sets his face against anyone who does this. Anyone who does this, he sets his face against. And the other interesting thing that was impressed upon me was in the Gospel of Mark chapter 16, two things. One, God appeared to woman first, not men, woman. So women were technically the first evangelists, the first ones to go, the first ones to go and testify of seeing Jesus, Mary Magdalene. And then I love how Jesus said, if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. Friends, I clung to that word during the entire pandemic. I clung to that. I did not cave into pressure when I was living in a place all around where they glorified masks. And they glorified taking the vaccination. I did not give in to pressure, and I said, no, Jesus Christ is my vaccination. His blood is my vaccination. Now, we all have to live according to our convictions, but that's what he told me from the very beginning. You cling to this, and I did. And like I had said, his word is life. And that word was life to my flesh, to my bones, to my blood, because he is the word. I'm not saying that COVID wasn't real, no, but it's just, he told me, I've given you natural immunity, and that's what you are going to use. But you just cling to my word, and I did. And I had no long-term side effects, no symptoms, nothing. He completely healed me, and I'm so grateful. So just ask him to show you what word to use in a particular situation in your life, and he'll give you a word. He'll give you a word. He'll give you a word for a particular situation, and cling to it, and declare it until it becomes real on the inside of you. Declare it out loud, for faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But don't stop until it becomes real in the inside, in your spirit. And for those who have had COVID, I'm so sorry. I know, I had it too. And if you had taken the vaccination, I pray for just no side effects, no long-term side effects. I pray for no long-term side effects for you. I pray that this virus that was meant to kill us, because that's what they planned, to kill us, that it's neutralized. And that there are no side effects from the vaccination. But you have to make a choice. If you're not living for him, then my prayers aren't going to be very effective for you. You have to choose in this day and age. You have to choose, even if you're in the church. Oh yes, many churches I saw, ichabod, the glory departed from the church. They wore masks. They did not walk in the glory of God. And their faith was so small. They didn't exercise it. They didn't believe that God could protect them with his blood, and it was very sad. So God showed me my glory departed from there, but my glory is over here, and that's where I went to. In this day and age, we cannot afford to live lukewarm lives. In this day and age, we cannot afford to have any other idols. We must make him first and cling to him. As the world gets darker, his glory will shine brighter. I love you all so much, and I'm praying for you. And sweet friend, before we go, if you do not know Jesus, this wonderful, wonderful Jesus who died just for you, and you would like to know him as your very own Lord and Savior, would you please pray the following prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, I would like Jesus to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, that if I confess out loud, Jesus is my Lord, and believe in my heart, God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. For it is with my heart that I believe and am justified, just as if I never sinned. And it is with my mouth that I confess and I am saved. Please, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Please be my Lord and my Savior. I repent for the wrong life I have lived until now. I choose you and will live for you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You are now his child. All heaven is jumping up and down and dancing because you received Jesus into your very own heart, sweet friend. Tell someone you just received Jesus and find a great Christian church and grow in him. He loves you and desires worship from your heart each and every day. You are so precious to him. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Blessings to you.